Support for GLT comes from Bloomington Public Library, now offering a local podcast, Shelf Understanding. Past topics include the tiny house movement, virtual reality, an interview with author Eric Larson, and more. Shelf Understanding is available at bloomingtonlibrary.org, through iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
Sure, Douglas fir or Norway spruce are lovely, but how about breaking the Christmas tree mold? I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field. From the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum, it's Patrick Murphy. Hello, Murph.
Hi, Laura.
Today on GLT's Grow, Murph has some suggestions for alternative Christmas trees, and this is something that you've embraced yourself.
I think it's great. I love repurposing things, and I like people's expressions of art, and I also think of history when I think of the Christmas trees and the expression that we all know, there's nothing new under the sun. Well, Right. Apparently there is.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so, you know, it was not very long ago when I started working with you, Laura, and working for Grow. And there was a time when we talked about using the live Christmas tree that's either balled in burlap or in a container. Mm-hmm. And two or three days before Christmas max, you would move it into the house and decorate it, enjoy it, and then plant it into a pre-dug hole outside.
Right.
That's old news now.
Okay.
Right? So that's not fashionable anymore. That's not as clever as it used to be. So it's went from hero to zero. And but now there's all kinds of new things, truly nouveau rather than trite things. And so one thing that's very common is a wire frame that resembles the skeleton of a tree. It could be a conifer, you know, the traditional Christmas tree shape, or it could be the skeletal form of a leafy deciduous tree without leaves on it.
Right.
And then that form is sometimes 2D, you know, so it's rests against the wall. It's stuck to a window.
Uh-huh.
That seems to be one very popular trend. And I think we all owe a little bit of thanks to the merchandisers that are retailing us to death out there. They're thinking of clever ways to decorate their wares to appeal to the holiday shopper. So some examples of that are, if you go to the hardware store, you might see a ladder decorated to look like a Christmas tree because it has that shape.
Yeah.
Similarly, I've been to some garden shops where I've seen patio furniture decorated with boughs and ribbons, ornaments, lights and bells and all those things as a static display for outdoor greenery. But it clearly has the resemblance of a green Christmas tree. One of the most clever things I have seen, again, I witnessed this in a retail setting, and it was a Christmas tree made out of books.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they were the sale books. I thought that was interesting because you know, the books on sale got put into a Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
And similarly, along those lines, I build models and do the HO scale railroads.
Uh-huh.
I was at a hobby store one time and saw a Christmas tree made out of boxes of toys. So the toy boxes were all stacked up with a crescendo at the top.
Right.
And then they had the little stuffed animal on top, and it had lights on it. And, of course, it had some moving parts and a little city down around the bottom. The Dina Green is somebody that we all know and love.
Hello, Dino.
Hi, Dino. I was a guest at his house on one occasion and got to see this beautiful train set that he would arrange underneath of a Christmas tree. So I think that could be the same thing for our dollhouse lovers, our tiny garden lovers. I'm sure they're sneaking that into their Christmas decor. Some others that are really, really kind of specific to the world that we live in, and that are Christmas trees made out of circuit boards.
Circuit boards?
So so the circuit boards taken out of abandoned or waste electronic products are assembled in a way that they crescendo at the top like an evergreen shape.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, it's Christmas tree alternatives. I saw one once that I thought was so special. It was a built-in bookshelves, and they cleared the bookshelves of all the stuff they had on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stacked stuff on the shelves in the shape of an outline of a Christmas tree. They were books that were stacked up. They took the books out and they stacked them up in the shape of a Christmas tree on their bookshelves.
Oh, I love it.
Which was, I thought, a very clever idea.
That's another 2D form, right?
There you go, yeah.
So for all my veteran friends out there and those of you that are still serving this great nation, I know you have seen a beer can Christmas tree. You can do the math in your head and use your imagination, but there are a lot of people around the world that are serving us and serving our nation that enjoy their Christmas around a beer can Christmas tree.
Or if you're somebody who likes to recycle, instead of putting all the stuff in the recycle bin, hold on to it for a while, and you could have a tree made of like green bean tins, cans and peas and peaches and Diet Coke, and just you can make all these things into a tree.
I love the repurposing element of that, and it also reminds me of bottles or something that are becoming very fashionable.
Uh-huh.
Not just in the alternative Christmas tree form, but you see them displayed in the landscape a lot. They offer some sound in a windy environment. But these bottles are oftentimes slipped over a rig or a frame that uh-huh. resembles the shape of a tree. And, you know, it's kind of like the poor man's chiluli, where you've got these glass tower of bottles in your yard.
Yes, that's a great idea, and I'm sure Dale Chihuly wouldn't sue you at all.
Well, it's not really the same.
not quite.
But it is flattery nonetheless, right?
Dale Chihuly, of course, the great glass artist.
That's right. Isn't it fun to talk like everyone knows what we're talking about? So hanging Christmas trees, I thought, were something interesting, too, that could be the traditional Christmas tree. These came about because of pets and dogs and things like that, so it's usually an artificial tree,
mm-hmm.
and you get a little movement from it, and there's no worry about the kitty cat crawling up into it or the dog drinking out of the water reservoir in there. And suit frames, dress frames.
Oh, yeah. It's like a dress form.
It's like a dress form, right? Mannequin without arms or a head.
Or a head, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen those decorated as Christmas trees before.
Very good idea. My sister has one. I should suggest that to her.
Yeah, and, you know, there's like a whole genre of people that are into those for collecting, and they're mm-hmm. not making suits or anything. There's something about them they like. I'm not sure about that, but it would be a suitable vertical element for a Christmas tree form.
I also know a guy who collects mannequins. He could dress the mannequin up as a tree.
Yeah, and you could have like the whole elfin thing. Yeah, you could really do a great job with that.
It could be a gigantic elf on the shelf.
And we've talked about lots of trends and things like that, the various topics we've discussed. And Christmas trees now are something that appear throughout the house. They're not just in the main living area.
Yes.
There's smaller Christmas trees in the guest rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Along those lines, I've seen a kitchen Christmas tree that was made out of forks, knives, spoons, and kitchen utensils. Again, it was fastened to some kind of framework on the inside.
Yeah, keep the kids away
really
from that.
It was a really cool looking thing. And it probably weighed like half a ton because it has all this stuff. But I think that the Christmas tree is something that Christianity borrowed from other religions that it conquered mm-hmm. and during history. So, you know, Christmas trees are not only part of Christmas, they're part of the winter celebration as well. So however you can express that,
mm-hmm.
I think you should expand your horizons and give it a shot.
You know, and I have friends who own cats, and their alternative Christmas tree was, in fact, a Christmas tree that they decorated, but they just laid it on its side and then smashed all the ornaments around it because they knew the cat was going to knock it over anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how they do their tree. It's just a bunch of broken ornaments and the tree on its side.
They went right to the conclusion.
Absolutely. That's their alternative. Now, Murph, those are some great suggestions. Next week, though, Murph is reaching in not into the Santa bag, but into the advice bag. Murph has advice for Trisha in Bloomington regarding her ailing magnolia tree. So we're going to take that on next week on GLT's Grow. Hey, do you have a question or a problem? If you'd like to hear from Murph, well, we want to hear from you. Go to our website and submit your question there. Fill in the form, send it along to us, and we're always happy as well if you send a photo along with that. That's wglt.org/grow.